an integral part of this landscape and the journey of freedom seekers, was the night sky. In a world as bright as ours, it can be difficult to imagine the bright blanket of stars that spanned the heavens in the 1800s, but not for the people who lived then. Free and enslaved, white and black, all could look up to wish upon a star or to chart their own course. Harriet Tubman once said,
God's time is always near. He set the North Star in the heavens. He gave me the strength in my limbs. He meant I should be free.
This same fixed point also shined down on Frederick Douglass as he considered the dangers and opportunities of the road to freedom.
At every gate through which we were to pass, we saw a watchman. At every ferry, a guard. On every bridge, a sentinel. And in every wood, a patrol. On the one hand, there stood slavery, glaring frightfully upon us, its robes already crimsoned with the blood of millions. On the other hand, under the flickering light of the North Star, stood a doubtful freedom, half frozen, beckoning us to come and share its hospitality.
Cheesy-o.
Harry Grimes found refuge in a tulip poplar. James Curry fought off a wild animal. John Thompson found haven under a fallen tree. Harriet Tubman and her charges, infants among them, sought safety in a swamp. These are the names of just a few of the thousands of men, women, and children who fled through a landscape just like this one, guided by one fixed point in the universe. Freedom is found in choice.
My name is James Curry. I was born in Person County, North Carolina.
I was born Frederick Augustus Washington Bailey in Talbot County, Maryland. I am now known as Frederick Douglass.
My name is James W.C. Pennington. I was born in the state of Maryland. My birthplace was on the eastern shore.
My name is Harriet Tubman. I was born Araminta Ross in Dorchester County, Maryland. I've also been known as Minty and Moses.